This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I am Anthony Cheats, and this is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. I'd like to thank you for joining me today as we discuss Saturdays and Sundays pitching streams. And as everybody knows, July 4th is coming up, right? Independence Day. We don't really have any big plans. Fireworks are kind of a problem with me, and I was with one of my youngest child's. What we do like to do, you know, we grill out burgers, dogs, chicken, maybe some ribs. You know, we'll get crazy with it. I want to start a new tradition with the family of watching either Independence Day, because my youngest has never seen it. Mars Attacks, just because it's a fun one. Or maybe another alien movie kind of attacking the planet. And then, you know, a more modern Independence Day, since I'm not going to go watch it like Patriot or anything like that. But let me know what you guys do for the 4th of July. What kind of plans you, your friends, your family, maybe your job has for you. Tweet them out at me at AKFantasyBB. That's at AKFantasyBB. Let me know what you do. What do you cook? What do you eat? What do you watch? What do you do? Before we dive into the podcast, we do want to thank our friends at BetOnline, which is the number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, and soccer to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing, every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or just unwind one of their over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in the action. Use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. So today, we're going to briefly go over Paul's recommended streamers for Saturday. And then we're going to dive deeper into my choice streamers for Sunday. Me, Paul, and even Nathan on Wednesdays, we want you guys to always be a step ahead of all of your league mates. So make sure and follow me on Twitter, again, at FantasyBB. And the Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball account at Ethos Fantasy BB, so you can keep up to date on our fantasy baseball podcasts, our analysis, our insight, everything you need to win your league. So diving into the streams for today and for Sunday, you know, we got some rules. They're pretty simple. The only stars that we care about are stars that are rostered in 65% or less of leagues. If we don't mention someone, it's usually for one of two reasons. They're owned in too many leagues, so you're not going to have a chance to stream them, or they're just not a good enough option to stream, so we're not going to recommend them. Starting with streamers that Paul likes today, he's got quite a bit. He's got Kane Povich against the Rangers. Rangers offense has really struggled this month. It's one of the worst by WRC plus, OPS, you name it. Aaron Savali versus the Nats. We got Jonathan Cannon at home against the Rockies. Rockies on the road are terrible. And Jonathan Cannon's look kind of good. So this is kind of a juicy matchup where he really might show some good stuff and really stay on some rosters afterwards. Reese Olson at the Angels, which I didn't even realize Reese Olson was streamable. This guy, I feel like, should be owned in 75-80% of all leagues. So if you pick him up for this start of the Angels, leave him on your roster the rest of the season. On the other side, you get Griffin Canning facing off against Reese Olson. And the Tigers at home. He's got Jake Irvin against the Rays, which is kind of where I don't think I would start Jake Irvin against the Rays personally. Just because the Rays have been very, very hot. They've been great. I know Irvin's been good. He's been one of my favorite waiver wire finds that I've kept on my deeper, my 16-team league, my 14-team league. But there's no way I really want to start against the Rays right now. Carson Spears versus the Cardinals is next. Tobias Myers versus the Cubs. And then Cal Quantrill in Chicago against the White Sox. historically, Rockies pitchers have done well on the road. We know they're terrible at home, so run that. He did also mention James Paxton, but that start was moved from Saturday to Sunday. And he is on my stream list for Sunday, so we'll talk about him. You'll get double the James Paxton in a deep dive. And as always, if you want more, if you want the statistics to back up Paul's choices for Saturday, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. He's going to give the analysis and statistics behind every decision he's made. After you do that, finish up listening to this podcast, and then head on over to sportsethos.com and check out what else we have to offer. And, you know, yesterday I dropped my weekly Rises and Fallers article. I talked about Hunter Brown and his new pitch. Lane Thomas, who's hot off of an injury spell. How bad the Texas Rangers offenses fell off. And why I was before the season and still am winning Carlos Rodon amongst a few other people. Nathan Baker dropped a new player profile, going over Pablo Lopez and what's wrong with the guy. He was a stud last year. He's been struggling this year. But then, like every day of the regular season, we drop our pickups of the day. Always there, always available, every single day. We don't miss a day. So, for my streamers, I do have four streamer recommendations for Sunday. I have one yellow flag, which I'll explain what that yellow flag is. And then a one star I'm staying away from, and hint, hint, it was one of Paul's. So all the stats we're going to be talking about will be for the month of June. I guess either left-handed or right-handed pitchers on the road or at home. I'm diving deep. I'm looking into it. If a team has been great for the entire month against right-handed pitchers, and the numbers look good, and then you dive into it, and at home they're dreadful, we want to know that if that's what's going on. So we're going to start off with Kyle Hendricks at Milwaukee. He's 11% rostered, and Milwaukee has struggled quite a bit against right-handed pitchers in the month of June at home. They're bottom 13 in WRC+, in OPS, batting average, strikeout rate. They have the worst ground ball to fly ball ratio, the worst ground ball rate, the worst fly ball rate. They have a bottom five slugging. They have the least amount of extra base hits. But they do have the second best walk rate and the ninth best line drive rate. So there's a little, there's a little bit of sunshine peeking through, but it's mainly cloudy. On the other side, you got Hendricks, who in the month of June has appeared in five games. He's only started two, but they're his most recent appearances. But in those two starts, 12 and two-thirds innings with three earned runs. He struck out 12 and only walked two. He hasn't allowed any home runs. He's rocking a 1.27 ERA. The xFIP is 3.5, which isn't terrible. It's not great. But with how poor Milwaukee has been at home against right-handed pitchers, I'm definitely willing to risk a Kyle Hendricks stream, especially on a Sunday when you're desperate for wins or quality starts, or maybe the slightest bit of ratio help to win you two categories. But I would stick to deep leagues right now. He has spent some time in the bullpen or coming in as a follower. So this is be his third consecutive start. Let's see how it goes. Then maybe start to rush him in more leagues after that.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
After Kyle Hendricks, we have Spencer Schwellenbach of the Braves. He'll be pitching at home against Pittsburgh. He's rostered in 20% of leagues. I have a feeling after the game that number is going to jump up into 30 or 40% range. Pittsburgh for the month of June against right-handers at home. On the road. Not at home. They are in Atlanta. They've been they're kind of in the middle of the pack with a WRC plus of 101 and an OPS of 706. But then their strikeout rate's bottom 10, 25.6%. They've got a ground ball to fly ball ratio of 1.34. Their fly ball rate is 32.6%. And then kind of like Milwaukee, they've got a really good line drive rate. Theirs is 23.7%. Which, as you know, more line drives generally means more base hits. Schwellenbach, on the other hand, has had a bit of an up and down June. He's got four starts in June. His first start, his fourth start, he allowed 10 total earned runs, but the two starts in between, he only allowed three. Both of those were quality starts. He has only allowed one home run. He's got a 20 strikeout to six walk ratio, and a 5.4 ERA, which is like, oh, it's terrible, stay away. But a 3.61 xFIP, so just he was a bit unlucky, I think, on those two starts. And something just tells me that Atlanta is going to sweep. They already won on Friday. I have a strong feeling they're going to win today. And then Schwellbach's going to end the weekend with a three-game sweep. I would only start him at 14-team or deeper leagues. But if he has another good game right here, I'm talking six innings, five strikeouts, allows him one or two runs, no home runs. I do believe he's going to slowly but surely start working his way into like 12-team and 10-team rosters eventually. Next up is Luis Severino versus the Houston Astros. He's rostered in 54% of all leagues, and he's pitching at home. Houston on the road has been in the month of June. Their offense is in the lower half of the league. WRC plus 96. The OPS is only at 691. Slugging's at 384. They had a third worst walk rate at only 5.3%. Fourth worst ground ball to fly ball ratio of 1.46. Bottom five in fly ball rate. They have the sixth worst ground ball rate. But they have been tough to strike out. They have the fifth best strikeout rate at 19.9%. Severino, on the other hand, in June, has four starts, three of them quality starts, and his one bad game, he allowed 600 runs and two home runs. But in his most recent game, he struck out 10 and allowed zero runs over six innings against the Cubs. And as you know, the Mets are currently powered by the strength of that green monster, Grimace. But they did win on Friday. I think Houston's going to bounce back and take the game today. And then the Mets are going to finish it out and take the series on Sunday with Severino being owned in so many leagues. 54%. I know people who already roster him are definitely starting him tomorrow unless they're, pitching is close and you don't want to risk losing ratios just because you already have volume. Or, you are going to start him because you're not worried about ratios and you need a win or you need some strikeouts. Shallower leagues, 10 and 12 team leagues. Run them out there if your matchup isn't close. Don't risk a chance at a blow up, losing ERA or WHIP on a Sunday, because we all know losing a category on Sunday hurts more than losing it earlier in the week. My fourth and final streamer for Sunday is Tyler Anderson. He'll be at home against Detroit. He is owned at 59% of leagues. And after looking at his profile, he probably should be owned in more leagues, but also should not be owned in as many leagues, if that makes any sense. He's got a terrible strikeout rate, terrible walk rate, but his numbers, his ERA, his wins, his quality starts, whatever, are really good. Like over his last eight starts, he's allowed only one run in six of them, but then combined for seven earned in the other two. He's pitched six or more innings in 11 of his 16 starts. In June, he's had five starts. His strikeout to walk ratio is 1-1. It's 17 strikeouts to 17 walks over 30 innings. He's allowed 3 home runs and 10 earned runs. He's got 2 quality starts. And you're looking at it, you go, hey, man, great. 3 ERA. Yeah, the strikeout to walk ratio sucks, but he's getting quality starts. And you look at his xFIP, and it's 5.79. So, like, he's been very lucky that his ERA is not worse, that more of those people who have been walked aren't crossing home plates. And then you look at it, you know, he's only allowed more than 1 run in only 7 of his 16 starts, which is kind of insane. But he's walked 2 or more batters in 14 of those starts and has allowed at least 1 home run in all but 6 of those starts. So he's been lucky. He's not, those home runs have not come on the runners on base. And the luck has held against good teams and bad teams. He's beat good teams. He's beat the Braves at Atlanta. He's beat the Dodgers. And then he'll go and lose to Colorado in LA. Like, it doesn't matter. But you're risking him against the Tigers because in the month of June, on the road, they've been a bottom 3 offense against left-handed pitchers. And the 3rd worst strikeout rate at 26.9. 7th worst walk rate of 5.8%. They're just not swinging the bat well. They're a bad offense. Tyler Anderson is like a quote-unquote good pitcher, but he's been lucky. That's all it is. But I'm running him out there. I think he's probably going to get a win, probably get the quality start. I wouldn't be surprised if he strikes out 2, walks 3, allows Warner to run, and goes 6 2/3. But also, at some point, Anderson's luck's going to run out. He's going to get absolutely crushed. I'm talking like a 7, 8, 9 run type of game, 3 innings. It's not going to be pretty. And I'm not saying the Tigers are going to be the team to do that. I am saying I don't want to be starting him when it happens. So after this Tigers game, I would be booting him onto the waiver wire regardless of the outcome. All right, so next we're going to talk about the yellow flag. Yeah, the yellow flag to me is a good, not great pitcher who you would stream against most teams, but they're facing a good to great to elite offense who's doing really well either on the road or at home. And so the guy I have for you is Taj Bradley, who's super talented. He has struggled this year, been a bit up and down with the performance. He's rostered at 55% of the league, so most people will be starting him. And he's facing Washington, who I know you hear Washington Nationals and you're not thinking, oh, what a great offense. But on the road in the month of June against right-handed pitchers, Washington's been like one of the 4 or 5 best offenses in the league. They're 6th in WRC plus at 117, 4th in OPS at 780, 5th in slugging at 452, 6th in OBP at 328. They have the 3rd best strikeout rate at 18.3%. 6th in line drive rate, 21.8%. They have the 8th lowest soft hit percentage of 13.9%. So they're putting the bat on the ball and smoking it. They've only faced the 17th most plate appearances against right-handed pitchers on the road at 333 plate appearances. But they've scored the tied for 3rd most runs. And they also have the 5th most extra base hits. So this is an offense that is smoking right now. On the flip side, Taj Bradley has been terrible on the road, but at home, he's an elite pitcher. We're talking 35 1/3 innings pitched, 49-12 strikeout to walk ratio, a 4-1 ratio is great, a 2.04 ERA, a 3.13 xFIP, and he's only allowed 4 home runs, whereas on the road, he's allowed 6 home runs and only 14 1/3 innings. He does have only a 33.8% hard hit rate, which is obviously wonderful, but he does have a 45.9% fly ball rate. So fly ball guys can get hit. They can be touched. So they can give up some home runs. His last 3 home starts, which are the Mariners, the Cubs, and the Orioles, 17 1/3 innings pitched, 26 strikeouts, 7 walks, 4 runs, but only 2 earned, and both of those were solo home runs. So, you know, good pitcher, especially at home, facing one of the 4 or 5 best offenses on the road versus right-hand pitchers. So it's like a tough call, right? This is a yellow flag guy. I'm not saying full stop. I'm not saying full go. I'm saying look at your numbers Sunday morning. Look at your opponent's numbers. look at how many starts they have, look at how many starts you have, and then determine if you're willing to take a potential blow up risk or miss out on like a 6-inning, 12 strikeout, one run, one walk win and quality start, right? You have to really, with this, the yellow flags, which I'm going to try to keep in the podcast more often. These are kind of, I've given you everything, cards in your hand now. You're going to have to make this decision. I know it's a tough one because Tosh Bradley has a ton of talent, but he has been up and down, excellent at home, but Washington right now is one of the hottest teams on the road. So you make the decision. Now, for my fade, this is where I disagreed with Paul, is James Paxton on the road at San Francisco. He has 4 starts this month. He got rocked by the Pirates on June 5th. But then he's only allowed 2 earned runs over his last 3 starts, which is 18 innings. He struck out 16, walked 6, and only allowed 1 home run. But even though that sounds great, he's going to be testing his little 3-start hot streak against the number 4 offense against left-handed pitching at home, which is the San Francisco Giants. They have the 4th best WRC plus at 154, OPS at 877, slugging at 500, on-base percentage at 377. They have the 14th best walk rate at 8.7%, 3rd best fly ball rate at 46.5%, 5th best line drive 24.4%, 5th best hard hit rate at 39.1%, 2nd best ground ball fly ball ratio at 0.63, 3rd best batting average at 315. Like, you get it. The Giants are hot. Paxton hasn't been great all year. He's got a solid 3-game streak right now, but I don't think I'd be willing to risk playing him in San Francisco against a really hot Giants team at home against left-handed pitching. So I'm fading him. Willing to take that risk. I know my fade on Friday didn't work out that well. JP Sears pitched decent. It wasn't great. Arizona did not perform like I expected him to. I do think the Giants will. I think the Giants are going to touch James Paxton a little bit more than he'd like to be touched, and he's not going to make it through 5 innings. That's our prediction. If he shuts him out for 7 innings, hey, call me out on Twitter. I'm not going to hide from it. Just know I'm fading James Paxton. So that's it. That's all I got for you guys. 4 streamers: Kyle Hendricks, Spencer Schwellenbach, Luis Severino, Tyler Anderson. We have 1 yellow flag, right? Tosh Bradley. And then the one fade, James Paxton. So that we've covered all of our streamers. Make sure head on over to sportsethos.com and check out the other fantasy sports departments we got, right? If you're a fantasy football guy or girl, we're dropping the 2024 fantasy football draft guide as we speak. And this thing's going to be chock full of positional breakdowns, draft tips, team breakdowns, mock drafts, positional rankings, draft tools, ADP tools, sleepers, busts. I mean, the list goes on. The John Bozales 200 is going to be wonderful. It's just, there's so much stuff. The podcasts are kicking off. Like, there's a ton of stuff going on over there. Go read their stuff. Listen to the podcast. Show those guys some love. Over in the fantasy baseball, in the fantasy basketball department, you know, it was just draft week. The NBA draft was Wednesday and Thursday. So most of the articles this week have been draft focused on the incoming rookies, what to look out for, who to keep your eye on, etc. But there were still a few dynasty reviews, and the season wraps for the Dallas Mavericks and the Celtics since they just finished the finals, you know, a week and a half ago. On the basketball podcast side, though, we do have 3 really good ones. We've got the Daily Fantasy NBA Today, which is Aaron Brewski and Stephen Alexander going all over the relevant fantasy news. We've got Fantasy WNBA Today, where Kenny Scott and the dynamic Jared duo cover all fantasy aspects of WNBA. I'm talking daily fantasy, weekly fantasy, DFS, you name it, they're covering it. And then not a lot of sites are doing this, but we're also covering the EuroLeague hoops, FIBA, the Olympics, the actual EuroLeague, the smaller leagues in every country. But Andre, Diogo, and Thiago will take care of you there. And before we go today, Paul mentioned in his podcast yesterday that he's trying to find like a new bit for Mondays, right? He wants to have something to talk to you guys about on Mondays other than just streamers. So what he wants you guys to do is head on over to our Discord, find the Fantasy Baseball channels, and drop any fantasy baseball related questions you guys might have. And he's going to answer it on Monday's podcast. I'm talking ads, drops, trades, keeper decisions, dynasty decisions, you name it, Paul wants to answer. All right. Also, tweet him. Tweet him. He's on Twitter at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. Before Monday morning, that's when he sits down with his coffee and his honey bun, and he puts together the podcast, and get your questions in, and Paul will answer them on Monday. And then I just want to thank you guys for hanging out with me on this Saturday. You could be doing anything other than listen to this podcast. So I'm so happy you chose to spend it with me. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at AKFantasyBB. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB. Make sure and tune in every single day of the fantasy baseball season to the Fantasy MLB Today podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Audible, anywhere else you get your podcast. Make sure you have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. We'll catch you in the next one. And don't forget that this episode was presented to you by BetOnline.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.